Well, all right. That was a good video. I'm going to ask our first group of students to come up here. We have Jacob, Jared, Sam, Oscar, and Ariana. If you guys could make up your way to the stage, that'd be great. And since it's relaxed, I'm going to sit down and enjoy my coffee here. I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about the differences maybe between the Chicago trip and our Kentucky trip. The Chicago trip we went on last year and the Kentucky trip this year. So one of the things that I noticed immediately were the physical differences in where we went as far as accommodations. Chicago, we were in nice air-conditioned dorms with these clean-smelling bathrooms. And in Kentucky, we were in not nice air-conditioned dorms and very not nice-smelling bathrooms. But really, the biggest difference I think I noticed was the evidence of the poverty in Kentucky was so great, to the fact where if you're driving through where we went, and it's in the mountains, and it's along, it's just in the middle of nowhere, let's just be honest, and you're driving around, and you'll see an abandoned trailer or an abandoned house, and talking to the people down there, they just said, well, when you get to the point where your house is no longer livable, or it's you can't fix it anymore because you don't have enough money, you just leave it. You leave it, and it's just there. And then just people are so poor, they can't even afford to pay for their garbage services, so they just drive out somewhere and just throw their garbage on the side of the road. Whereas in Chicago, there was evidence of poverty, but the city of Chicago, not saying there's anything you know wrong with one place or the other, but we do a very good job of sometimes hiding it. And you might see a homeless guy on the street here or there, but the evidence of poverty when we were down there was all over the place. Some of the similarities that I noticed right off the bat, there was a huge need for people to go down there and dedicate time down there and love the people down there. There was a huge need, in the same thing with Chicago, to love the people of this city and the surrounding area. Additionally, the need for the gospel was so great. You think being in the South, you know, in the Bible Belt, everyone knows the gospel and everyone, you know, they're good old Southern Baptist, as we were told many times by the one gentleman. But they need the gospel and they need the Lord. And so that was an amazing thing. And these guys are going to tell you all about our trip. So, Jake, we're going to start with you. Feel free to start us off, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. The Kentucky trip, yes. Yeah, I hope it was a great experience for all of us. Yes, like he said, poverty was a big thing in the city of Kentucky. Southern Baptist, well, like you would expect, Southern. Their accents were hard to understand. Their attitude was great, though. They had a lot of fun with us. The VBS was great. It did run well. We had Sam run his testimony, which was amazing. Nathan, that was awesome. And, well, it was great. And I had to substitute some drinks, too, like Dr. Pepper for Mr. Pibb and ginger ale for Ale 8-1, which kind of wasn't the best. But oh. I mean, it still tasted great, though. It was great.
Good recovery.
And thank you for funding the trip, too, and praying for us and everything that you did. Thank you.
Yeah, culturally, it was a big shock. And I could tell you, I'll share one thing that I had to get over in my mind, and I don't mind sharing it because it was true, but I had to get over the fact that I immediately assumed someone was uneducated because of their Southern accent. And that was, like, that was revealed to me right away. Like, hey, you know, what are you thinking here? So culturally, it's a shock. It was. Jared, go ahead.
My story took place later, towards the end of the week. It was the last night of the trip to Kentucky. We'd come back from running a VBS and working on a house. We finished eating dinner, and we headed up on a kind of hike. We took a trail to this mountaintop. When we got there, everything looked so beautiful. We looked down and could see mountains, trees, and forests. We found a place to sit, and we all sat together as a group, facing the beautiful view. Jeff and Mia took out their guitars, and we worshiped God on this mountaintop. It was great to relax and thank God for this wonderful week that he gave us in Kentucky and the blessing we had been to so many people. As we got close to the end of our time of worship, we were singing How Great Is Our God. We sang and looked forward into God's beautiful creation as the sun was setting. After we finished singing the last song, Jeff closed us in a prayer. A couple of seconds after Jeff had said amen, we heard clouds rolling in and it started to downpour. The sun had just finished setting and most of our group ran back to the cabins, hoping to escape the rain. A couple guys stayed in the rain with me and just embraced it. We stood in the rain and stared out into the beauty of God's creation. As we stood in the rain and enjoyed the beauty of God, we all looked back on the week and thought about how God worked through us and how he used us to serve the people of Beattyville, Kentucky.
Great, thanks. Sam, you're up, buddy.
Hello, my name is Samuel Koopman, and I learned to just do things that need to be done on the Kentucky trip. On the second day of the trip, we went to the Lee County Rec Center, and next to the rec center, there was a house that the center used, and there was a lot of work that needed to be done on, like, the lawn, and the house also needed a lot of work. And Mark and Jeff showed us, like, a tour around the place, and they said that there needed to be a thorn bush that needed to be chopped down. And so me and Ariana and Xavier and a few other people helped cut that down. And it took us, like, it took us a while to cut it down. And we just cut down a lot of other, like, different trees and bushes, and we moved cinder blocks. And then Mark asked our group Wednesday afternoon if anyone wanted to give their testimony for the VBS on Wednesday. And I volunteered to give my testimony. And on Wednesday, Mark forgot that I was giving my testimony, so I had to do it on Thursday. Well, I went on Thursday and did okay. Those are some of the times that I just did stuff that needed to be done on the trip.
Thank you, Sam.
Good evening.
Wow, that was like you should be on the radio or something.
Tonight, I'm going to share how God used the Kentucky missions trip to strengthen my dependence on him. Now, my personality is when I'm given a job that is important to me, I don't like leaving it unfinished. Throughout the week, we were working on and around the house of one of the Lee County Rec Center workers. We cut down many bushes, trees, and removed other unwanted plants, just like Sam said. We cut down so much plant life that our pile of branches grew and grew. A truck came once to take the pile to be burned, but the pile of branches was so large that only part of it was taken in the truck's trailer. I grew very anxious about that brush pile that continued to grow day after day. I told God about my worries, about how I didn't want to leave behind a bigger mess than when we came. At the end of the week, the pile was still there, but God had assured me that he would take care of it. God taught me to have faith in the little things. And when the big things come, I'm sure I can have faith in him then, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar.
So I'm Ariana. The Kentucky trip was my second mission trip, Chicago being my first. So since this was my second mission trip, I kind of went into the Kentucky trip thinking I didn't have too much more to learn since I felt I learned so much on the Chicago trip. And I was very much proved wrong. When I think of the Kentucky trip, I think of a lot of things, both fun and less so. I remember so many experiences and memories and lessons. When I think back to it, I remember prank calls on the way there and hiking up, taking a ride up a mountain and being absolutely terrified, and then hiking down and almost falling off. So, but like Sammy and Oscar said, we also did a lot of work at the house next to the rec center, and we cut down trees, thorn bushes, which hurt a lot. We scraped rusty paint off of poles and repainted them, as you saw in the video. The lawn was mowed, and the side of the house was washed, and it took a lot of work almost every day except for the first two. I think what I learned out of this trip was that there are so many different ways to minister to other people, and that it doesn't always take a leader standpoint. Sometimes I like to use my introvertedness to say, oh, I can't do that, I'm too shy. But I learned that that is one of the most lame excuses there could be. And I was retaught that I should never come up with an excuse to minister to other people. And so even though I thought I couldn't learn anymore, I also relearned things and learned even newer things.
Great. Thanks very much. I'm going to have you guys take a seat. I'll call up the next group. And our next group is Caitlin, Adam, Grayson, Brecken, and Elena. And just to give you a little bit of an idea of the kind of stuff that we did at this project, the house that we worked at was actually purchased by Andy Owen's father, William, and then he donated it to the camp. And we spoke with him a lot throughout the week, Mark and I, and one of the things that just kept coming out of him was the great need for work that had to be done, whether it was at the camp, whether it was at this rec center, whether it was at the house next door. And he just kept saying, if y'all could pray for me, and that's because he said, he goes, this week I'm the horse guy and I'm running the horses, and next week I'm a counselor. Like, what? You run this camp? But he's a counselor, and he's also doing this, and he's got this, and he goes, and I've got this house here, and it needs all this work, and I don't know when I'm going to get to that. And so we're like, hey, let us do it. We're here. We'll work on it. So for a solid week, I'm just going to run down what we did. We scraped and sanded and painted 6 tall railings and 2 sets of handrails. We painted shutters, power washed the patio, the foundation of the house, scrubbed the siding of the house, cleaned the gutters. So parents, if that needs to be done, your kids can do it. We tore out huge, huge overly grown bushes. Most of them were thorn bushes. We weeded, we cut down trees, removed old metal poles from the ground that were just there, cut the grass, used the weed whacker, cleaned up the trash around the house, found a couple turtles and put them back in a stream, which was nice. We bought some stuff for the gal that lived in the house. She works right next door at the rec center, so we bought her some things for her house. Trimmed the trees, raised up the tree canopies. Helped Andy pack up his office as well because he was going to move to Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So that work project on the house, that was our mornings. We went there, we would eat breakfast, we would get there, we would work in the house for 2-3 hours. We'd have a brief lunch, about an hour, and then the kids would come for VBS. So that morning project was great that it was in the morning because in the afternoon it was very hot. But that was a lot of work. These guys worked really hard. They didn't complain. They didn't state the overly obvious, which I asked them not to do, which was like, it's hot. Yes, we know. I'm sweaty, right? So, Caitlin? Oh, wait, I have to throw this one last thing in here. Where's Ariana? Highlight of my week, Ariana called me Dad. We're sitting there, and she's doing some work, and she's like, hey, Dad? I was like, Ariana, you just called me Dad. No, I didn't. Caitlin, go ahead.
During the missions trip, one of the highlights of the week was during VBS. We were having a time of response, and anyone who wished to accept Christ were asked to raise their hand. 2 girls and 1 boy raised their hands. Mia and I had the opportunity to pray with them. I hadn't really thought through how we were going to do it, because we were just told that we would be praying with the kids that day. So Tanya helped me out, and they accepted Christ. So the rest of the week was awesome, and I'm really glad I went on this trip.
Awesome. Good job.
Going into the Kentucky trip, I was kind of worried because this is my first mission trip, and I felt that I would have trouble connecting with the little kids we would be teaching, because that's a problem I feel I sometimes face. Even with my younger siblings, I sometimes get frustrated with them and get impatient. So I was worried that I wouldn't be able to teach these kids about the message of Christ. However, God worked through me and showed me that through him, I was able to do things I didn't think I was capable of doing.
Thanks, Adam.
I'm Grayson, and our Kentucky missions trip was my first missions trip ever, and it was better than I could have ever imagined. Not only did I learn so much about God and strengthen my relationship with him, I made so many unforgettable memories. From singing worship songs on a hike to getting rained on the way back, than pulling off the best prank call in the history of the world. It was fantastic. But I think one of my favorite moments of the whole trip was talking to one of the kids from Kentucky about how she accepted Jesus. It was the last day of VBS, and we had just discussed the gospel. London told me about how the week before she had asked her sister to pray with her about accepting Christ. She was so excited about it, and that made me think about how Jesus said, have childlike faith. I don't think he just meant believe like a kid does. I think he also meant be excited about your relationship with him, just like London. This trip taught me so much about my faith, myself, and spreading the gospel. Thank you so much for supporting us and making it possible for us to learn so much.
Great. Thanks, Grayson. I finally get to hear what he's going to say. He wouldn't tell me. He called me dad, yeah.
This year, I had the privilege to go on the Kentucky trip with Jim. While we were there, we ran a VBS at a rec center. To try and get more kids to come out to the VBS, we went to these really poor, low-income apartments to hand out flyers. A lot of the doors had signs saying, "Don't ask us for money or handouts. We can barely get by on our own." Some people told us not to go to certain apartments because there are really bad people or drug dealers in there. Seeing how poor these people were really impacted me. This made me more grateful for what I have. I hope we showed the people of Kentucky Christ's love in what we did there. Thank you.
So for about the whole week, we were running a VBS, as most of them had said. I was the one that was telling all the kids their verses in, like, the middle of the kind of lesson. And when it comes to that kind of stuff, I usually get really, really shy, and I just, like, want to crawl in a corner, just stay there, and not get in front of, like, even a crowd of, like, 20 people. So God impacted me to do, or God told me to do that. And I had did it, and by the end of the week, I was more comfortable with getting up in front of crowds and doing all that stuff.
Great. Thanks very much. You guys can have a seat. I'm going to call up the next students. That's Ben, Josiah, Nathan, Xavier, and Mia. And just to kind of recap a little bit about what we did on that VBS trip. And I'm not going to say we. I'm going to say what these guys did because I was relatively hands-off on that, as was Mark and Ian and Tanya and Elaine. They kind of just did it. So we did hand out flyers in the poorer neighborhoods down there. They planned, organized, and ran all the games, inside, outside. That was their thing. We kind of helped them along and kind of worked with them just a little bit to kind of work out some details here and there. They taught Bible verses. We stretched them. We asked them to share their testimonies with the student or with the kids that came, and they did. We even made them like just MC the day, introduced the speakers, and we had a lot of fun with that. And they set up for VBS. They found stuff around the rec center, created a stage. Our theme was under construction that week. After VBS, they cleaned up. They moved tables and chairs, and that was after working, you know, all morning, and then all day with VBS and being hot and tired and everything. So they did a great job. And there was one big thing that kind of stuck out that week with the VBS. The highlight, I think, for a lot of the kids that came and attended was they got to bowl at the rec center. And they got the bowl for free, and they just got to hang out. And our students, they just kind of already knew, like, this wasn't their time. They weren't going to bowl. So they jumped right in with the VBS kids. They helped them find balls and get their shoes, and then just kind of sat back and let the kids bowl and encouraged them. And they just did a great job just watching and being part of the bowling. And I know that was probably hard for them because they wanted to bowl. They did bowl eventually, like you saw in the video, and we had a lot of fun with that. So I'm going to ask Ben to start us off here, this last group.
Hi, my name is Ben, and I'm just going to share something cool that happened on the Kentucky trip. So we were helping out in the Vacation Bible School, and there's this kid named Caden, and he wasn't having a good time and wasn't participating in some of the games. And after we went outside and played some of the games, he started having a good time. And at the end of the week, he didn't want VBS to end. I just think it was cool that first he didn't want to be there, but at the end of the week, he didn't want to end, and he just had a good time.
Yeah, a lot of the kids, I think, were a little shy in the beginning and then didn't want to go.
Hello, my name is Josiah.
I really enjoyed this trip for many reasons. One of my favorite parts of the trip was the morning devotion. The whole group had devotions each morning on the side of a hill overlooking a pond. The trees opened up and gave a beautiful view of the hills, valleys, and forests of Kentucky. This location and the natural beauty of it really reminded me of how powerful and awesome God is to have made all of this. One morning, I was really thinking about this, and the assigned devotion that morning was to read Psalm 104. This psalm talks about the wonders and majesty of God's creation and how powerful and awesome God is. This fit perfectly with the location and what was on my mind at the time. I was left in awe of how he can make all things perfect, from small flowers to beautiful landscapes, and how we can't even fully comprehend the wonders of his works. This is one way this mission trip impacted me. Now I would like to thank Jeff, Tanya, Mark, and Mark for leading this trip, and Bethel Community Church for supporting the camp scholarship program through which I was able to pay for this trip.
Thanks very much.
Hello, my name is Nathan. So during the Kentucky trip, if you couldn't already tell, we did a lot of work on a house. And on the first day, I cut a lot of grass along with Caleb, who's in here. But we were cutting a lot of grass. And just showing through that experience, I know I take a lot of things for granted. And just showing, you know, I'm used to my normal push assist mower with a bag. And we were cutting with these bare bones, you know, just nothing but, you know, a dead man's switch, and that was it. No bag, no anything with cutting the grass. And I just realized how much stuff I take for granted and how much I just take, you know, for myself and how sometimes selfish I can be. And God really showed me on this trip how I can be more selfless and how I can work on my character. So that's just one of the ways the Kentucky trip impacted me.
Thanks, Nathan.
Xavier. Hi, everyone. I'm Xavier. There was many things that we could have taken from this trip, like God works in mysterious ways. Another big one was thank God for air conditioning, because...
Wait, we didn't have air conditioning.
Exactly. Except the last cabin we stood in, that was it. But what I took away was that God is powerful, that the kids over there were so impacted by the end of the week that they wanted to come to the VBS and stuff. The mountain point that Jared was talking about, it was just beautiful. You saw, like, mountains, trees. It was just great. It impacted me in a way that I've never felt God impact me before. It's almost like a life-changing experience because I've never done anything like this. I've been to church, but not the way that this has made me feel. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things that I really enjoyed seeing as a leader, I don't remember what time we got up. It's a little bit slower pace down there. So we slept in a little bit more probably than we would normally on a trip. But we had a mandatory devotion time in the mornings. And I would get up, and the devotions would start at, let's just say, 7. And you'd be out there, and you'd have 5, 6, 7, 8 kids already out there 15 minutes before, sitting, reading their Bibles, and just enjoying that time in the morning. And it was great. It was great to see that. And I know from my perspective, when I was in junior high, you wouldn't have caught me read my Bible every day. It just didn't happen. And so that to see that with some of these guys out there that, you know, early and being challenged by the Scripture, reading it, being filled by the Scripture was really encouraging. It was really cool.
Hi, I'm Mia Martinez. And this was my first missions trip, and me and my brother got to go together. And I got the opportunity to help lead worship with Jeff for the VBS. And during the first day or two, we had a hard time getting the kids to be more engaged and comfortable with us. But by the third day, they were so excited to see us. They asked if we could play games that they liked. They were memorizing Bible verses and engaged in the singing and dancing during worship. It was really cool to have the kids ask questions about what the memory verses meant, and to be able to help them understand and talk about it with them and making up specific motions to go along with the verse. By the end of the week, I knew that God had given me the courage to share the gospel, and it was so much easier than I thought it would be. I feel really blessed to have been able to help plant seeds in their lives. And although it was already planned before we left for the trip, my brother and I were baptized together in Lake Michigan the morning after we came back from the trip. It was a perfect ending to an amazing week. of seeing God work.
Thank you, Mia. Before you guys go down and we turn over to Powerhouse, I'm just going to share a couple last things. Talking with one of the guys who volunteered at the camp that we stayed at, and we were just kind of talking about camp ministry, and I shared how I volunteer at Camp Awana in the summers, and he was talking about this camp, and he said, I knew I had to continue to volunteer my time here when I went and picked up a girl for camp one week, and he was telling her all about camp and everything they do and all the fun stuff, and he said, what are you so excited about? She said, lunch. And he said, lunch? You ate yesterday. And she looked at him and said, no, I didn't. So the poverty down there, you know, that rocked him, he said. He goes, I take so much stuff for granted, much like Nathan had said. Just the fact that a kid didn't even get to eat the day before. And she was excited about having lunch. So the ministry and the work that was being done down there, whether it was with our group or the group that was at the camp as it was working, it's just huge. And it's so big and so important to see and just realizing how much more important our role is as Christians in a church, in a place where we are so fortunate to have three meals a day, sometimes four or five, and things like that, where we need to be going out, we need to be sharing the gospel, meeting people's physical needs and their spiritual needs as well. One last thing, we met a gentleman down there named Scott. Scott, I learned, was kind of their facilities maintenance guy. And the first night, we kind of got into a little bit, and we were talking, and I said, hey, we're going to take care of the cafeteria. We're going to clean it up, and, you know, don't worry about it. Your crew can have the night off. And he's like, oh, absolutely not. Can't do it. It's my group. They're gonna. And I'm like, well, I already told them to go home. So we took over, and he was a little upset about that, but he showed us how to do it. And I understand why he was a little particular about it, because they had very particular ways about how they sort the garbage and things like that, and what gets thrown out and what doesn't, and how they clean, and I understand all that. Midweek, Scott said, hey, you guys are doing a good job over at the house. Like, cool, thanks. End of the week, Scott said to our whole group, he goes, how many of you guys are going to come back here next summer and work the whole summer? Because I'd take any one of you on my team. So to hear that was really encouraging for me, and to be able to see these guys and the work that they did, and then to be able to share that with them, it was huge. Scott is a great guy. Don't get me wrong. He's a great guy. He was just really, really dedicated to the place that he worked and loved. And then to get that compliment from him was great. You probably remember, if you were here last year, we got a similar compliment for our junior high group when we worked in Chicago. And we're not here to brag and say we're the greatest group ever, but it just does show you that even junior high students can really dedicate themselves to the Lord and doing his work. And that comes with programs like Awana Clubs and things that you guys provide through offering and camp scholarship. And we can't take for granted even, obviously, the things that you do at home with them, devotions and the way you raise them in your house. So you can have junior hires go on a missions trip and work hard and serve the Lord, and it's amazing. It really is. So I want to thank you guys for that. I'm going to pray briefly for William down in Beattyville still, and Andy as he's transitioned to Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and then we're going to transition over to Powerhouse. So let's pray. Lord God, I thank you so much, God, for the gospel. It saved me, these guys in this room, and to see that at work on the trip with the kids that attended our VBS, to see our students leading them to Christ, Lord, was just a huge, huge privilege. So I thank you for being able to be used in that situation. I thank you for using our students in that situation. God, I pray for the ministries that are at work down south, God, that are alive and flourishing, and that we have faithful people who love you, who love the people down there. God, we do pray for William as he needs a lot of help. He works hard. He's got a lot of responsibilities with the camp, with the rec center. God, as Andy as well, as he has moved on to Fellowship of Christian Athletes,
him and his wife, Erin, Lord. And we just ask that you bless his ministry there as he's transitioned. God, it's difficult to leave something that you've grown up with, something that your family really started. It's difficult to leave that, and especially working with your father and all that, Lord. And so we just pray for both of those men. God, I pray that first and foremost they continue to seek you and follow you with all their heart. And remember that everything they are doing is not for any worldly praise, but to serve you and to serve the people that you've created and that you love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let's give it up one more time for Jam and Kentucky Trip. Everything God did during that week there. So exciting to see that. And I love hearing them say, this was my first trip, this was my first trip, this was my first trip. We think about this as 6 years with them of different experiences, different trips, and how God will use that in their life.